Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, you've been gone away for real long. Oh, I've been living out of my mind. Going home. Oh, I miss your love. When you left, baby, you did.
Welcome to Chilling with Cheese, everybody. This is your host, Chilling with Cheese. Got a great night conversation for you tonight. Should be a good show. It's a wide open show. If anyone wants to call in, this show is about the Fighter of the Year debate. Who do you think is your Fighter of the Year? Why you think that? Give me a good case for who you think is the Fighter of the Year. I may have a few guests calling in. Hopefully they'll check in, but if not, we'll leave the lines open. You can call 718-305-6496, 718-305-6496. Of course, Fight of the Year, you had some great candidates. Of course, at this point in time, the consensus number one fighter in the world, Ramon Chocolatito Gonzalez, of course, is a candidate. Of course, the now-retired Floyd Mayweather, if you want to throw him in a hat, you're more than welcome to. He had two big wins during the course of the year. Of course, Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, one of the most exciting fighters in the world. He keeps mowing them down each and every time. And he came up with three big wins during the course of this year. And he continues to get a bigger and bigger fan following as the months go past. Of course, Canelo Alvarez had two big wins over the this year. Of course, a couple weeks ago, put on a very good performance against Miguel Cotto. So, yeah, of course, we're throwing his name in the hat. Of course, earlier he beat James Kirkland. So, yeah. Of course, Terrence Bud Crawford, Nebraska guy, Cornhusker, if you're out there listening, call in, Bud. Give us your thoughts. We are throwing your name in the hat. And you've made your entrance into my top 10 pound for pound. So if you're out there listening, hey, call the show. Of course, Vasyl Lomachenko, who also is with Top Rank, along with Timothy Bradley. But, yeah, Andre Ward, Vladimir Klitschko, of course, he lost. I had him in my top 10, but his dismal performance a couple weeks ago, and I really like the guy. He's a really likable guy, but as I stated in my blog post, when you get to a certain point, I don't know if it's there yet. It looked like it where his body was saying, okay, you know, his mind was rather was saying, okay, I'm with this. I want to do this, but his body just wouldn't allow him to pull the trigger. Which a lot of times through the course of history of me watching boxing, that's one of the signs of, you know, a fighter who's, you know, losing the reflexes and ability to maneuver in the ring and make adjustments. That's kind of a sign that, you know, is diminishing skills. So, of course, another young cat making his way, edging his way towards my top 10. Not there yet, Errol Spence Jr., a young man out of Dallas, Texas, who's really making way in the boxing world, put on a great performance last week. Of course, Keith Thurman and Sean Porter is going to get it on in February. So they both have had good performances their last fight out. Of course, Thurman was able to take out Collazo. Controversial, but he did his thing. Of course, Sean Porter, unanimous decision victory over Adrian Broner. So, yeah, if you feel free to call in. 718-305-6496. 718-305-6496. What's going on, caller? Where you calling from?
You already know, bro.
What's going on,
you already know. What's good, man?
What's
I had
good,
to call
man?
In, man. It's just telling me. I had to call in. I don't know what be going on. Like, when I call, comments to the show, man, I don't know. It'd be some stuff going on, but. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling in supporting Cheese, man, and love the show. Big fan of the show, man.
Appreciate it, man.
All day, man. My Fighter of the Year candidate got to be Chocolito. Him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Talk to me about him, man.
I mean, my man, he got votes by all the top. He got votes by Mr. Floyd Mayweather himself. He's fighting good. He's exciting. He's pound for pound. You know what I'm saying? He fought for it. Got an outstanding record, and he's a cool person. You know what I'm saying? He took a picture with Cheese. You know what I'm saying? Would not make this man official. You know what I'm saying? So he's good.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I happened to get a chance to meet him a couple of weeks ago when I was out in your town out in Las Vegas, and this guy was a great gentleman. Of course, he had three big wins over the year, Valentin, Leon, Edgar Sosa in May, and then, of course, a great fight against Brian Valoria, I thought, Madison Square Garden. So you're right, man, he had three big wins through the course of the year, and he's you bring up a great point. Floyd did, you know, put a word of encouragement towards him, saying how good of a fighter he was.
Yeah, you know, and I just want to see, all right, because you know he got to go up. He has to go up. He has to go up. And you know somebody waiting on him. You already know. Somebody waiting on you, you know what I'm saying? So it's up to him, you know what I'm saying? But he's one of the fighters I feel he deserves it. He really deserves it, man. He's humbled and. You know, and he also a big fan of the sport as well. So, I mean, that's my fighter of the year right there.
Absolutely, man. And I know you're a big fan of Bud Crawford and, of course, what's the word that you're hearing out there, man? What is he going to do? What's up with him? Have you heard anything?
Nah, I haven't heard anything. I just been sitting back and just waiting. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything yet, but something should pop off soon, man. So I don't know, but from what I'm hearing is Bradley. I'm hearing that, so I don't know what's up with that, but
yeah.
That's what I'm hearing on this way.
What do you think about the whole Pacquiao situation?
We waiting on him.
The last thing I heard it was down to he was watching tapes, if you will, with Timothy Bradley, Amir Khan, and Terrence Crawford. So from what I'm gathering, as far as what Bob Arum is saying, is that it's down to those three guys. So I don't know. I mean, and I know you had made your opinion with Terrence Crawford going against Manny Pacquiao right now. And you still hold to that? You still think he needs another fight or two?
Of course. He needs another name. He needs like he's number one, number two, 140. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I know he's like top five or something like that. He needs to fight one of those guys.
Right.
He need a Ruslan or a Lucas or a Lamont, like I was saying earlier, you know what I'm saying? The other cat, Pascal, Posto, him, Victor.
Right.
He need him or Broner, Vargas, or, you know what I'm saying, Herrera, you know what I'm saying?
And I know you,
something like that.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of Broner. What do you think about that fight if it was to materialize? Of course, Broner with Al Haymon and Terrence Crawford with Top Rank, which I think it could be done. I think that would be a great fight for the fans. What do you think? I know you would have, you know, Broner as the edge of this fight.
Yeah, I'll put it like this. Broner will only lose if Broner is not focused and he's not, you know, 100 or whatever. But when Broner is focused, he is definitely a problem.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. But I like Terrence Crawford. I mean, he's a great boxer.
Yeah.
But he's easy to pick apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because first four rounds, he's fighting unorthodox.
Okay.
Then when he's finna turn it on, he goes soft.
Right, right.
So he does it all the time. He does it all the time. And
right.
It's just some stuff that I just spot out when he turns southpaw. And because Gamboa had caught him in that fight. If you look at the fight when he did the chicken dance for a minute, and I was like,
right,
yeah,
boy,
right. Got it, but damn, boy, he was amped. You know what I'm saying? So it was crazy, man. It was crazy, but I like to see that one though.
Yeah, that'd be great. And you said something that Barry Hunter, who of course is the head man down at Headbangers down in D.C. where Broner was, he was training him, and he said the same thing you said. When Broner is focused, he's really something to deal with. I mean, I'm not so big on Broner as you are, but his skill level cannot be denied. But I guess selfishly, I like to see the man get in there and just do his business without, you know, all the theatrics and all that kind of stuff, which I know that may be him, but, you know, that's just me.
Right.
So, I mean, that would definitely be a great fight. So I guess we'll have to wait and see, you know, see what happens with that. Hey, before, you know, while you're still on, if people want to still call in, call 718-305-6496. Call in. Tone's sitting in here for a few. You going to sit in for a few, or you got a roll? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to chill for a bit, man, you know what I'm saying, and just listen out, man, and, you know what I'm saying, support the show, man, like I normally do. But somebody, hold on, man. Mark Thompson, do you know the dude?
Mark Thompson?
Yeah.
I've never met him.
Mark Thompson, he said that Tyson Fury is the fighter of the year.
Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
I'm you know what?
Look at your
hey, if Mark Thompson out, if, tell Mark Thompson to call, hey, 718-305-6496. If anybody has their opinion on Fight of the Year, 718-305-6496. And you said Tyson Fury.
He said Tyson Fury is right here, bro. Is right. Oh, God.
You know what? Let me break this down a little bit. First of all, he beat the heavyweight champ of the world, so I can't take that anything away from him. A nice guy. But I mean, do we really know who he was beating at this point? Was it a Klitschko from 3 years ago, or was it a shot fighter? You know, so, I mean, what do you think? You think Klitschko is shot, or do you think, because they're supposed to get a rematch, so he has a rematch clause, so.
Right. This is what I learned. And this is what I truly understand. A fighter is always dangerous if he's still on his feet. He's still dangerous whether he gets beat or not. But
that's true.
I have to say, like, it was, I felt like this. I wasn't shocked when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, you've seen this dude just abuse people, him and his brother, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
they abuse
right.
people. And so it was like, you know, I guess maybe he had the wrong game plan. ain't no telling what happened.
He just didn't look. If you have a wrong game plan, I guess that would be okay because maybe you can kind of deal with that. But when you just throwing 7-8 punches in a round or landing two punches in a couple rounds, that's just plain old, I can't pull the trigger.
I don't know
what to think about that.
I don't know, man. I mean, we really have to get him on the air to talk about it. What happened? Because we really don't know. I mean, he took his loss like a man. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was the wrong game plan, bro.
And like you get to these, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're these heavyweights, and they take a pounding just like all fighters do. But when you get to a point where, it's that one fight where you just like the skills are gone. It happens to a lot of fighters, notably heavyweights, because it just seems like it's that one fight where, it's just like gone. And just like, okay, you're talking about, of course, going back in history, Joe Louis against Rocky Marciano, of course, back then, Joe Louis was 37. Back then, 37 was 45 in boxing, in my opinion. 37 today is maybe 32, because of the training and, the advancement and everything else. But Marciano was only 28. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough to say, but I have to give a man credit. He beat the heavyweight champ of the world. But I'm not going to give my top fighter of the year, though. I'm not going to do that.
I was tripping. I was like, "What?" Literally, it's in a mention. So I'm like, "What?" But that's his opinion.
But I like that. I mean, if anybody else has, I seen Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson called a show, man. I just seen his tweet, and we got a few others. Dusty down in D.C. Dusty, one of the great rising welterweight stars down in D.C. If you listen, Dusty, call in. Emily out in Arizona, call in. My man Nick out in Seattle, call in. Let me know what y'all say.
I don't know, man.
I have mine. I mean, I can reveal it now. I can. You may probably already know who mine is, but I may wait a little bit later on.
Okay. I got another one. All right. The heavyweight division is seeming real good. It's seeming real good right now. So it's rumored that your boy might be getting either Shannon Briggs or Amir Monceau.
Yeah. You're talking about
Deontay
Wilder,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing. Who would you like for him to fight on the 16th of January?
I don't know, man. It's tough because they kind of threw a wrench in it with Vladimir losing because I really wanted to see Vladimir take on Deontay.
Let's go.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, for pure novelty of the whole thing, of course you may look at Shannon Briggs and say, but I mean, I don't know. What do you think about Shannon's chances if he were to fight Deontay Wilder?
I think he'll really go to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll really go to him. I mean, because he fought some heavy punches, some big punches. I mean, even though George Foreman was old, he still had it. Like, that power was still there.
Yeah.
Lennox Lewis. He fought some guys.
Right,
and
he did.
It's like the second coming. I mean, he got the Let's Go Chet movement like going hard right now.
Yeah.
So he got the people, man. I like to see it. I'd definitely like to see it. I'd definitely like to see it, man.
What do you think about Povetkin? Of course, he's 30-1. I don't know, but he lost to Klitschko back in, 2013, I believe. But, he knocked out Mike Perez in May.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I'd like to see it. I mean, anybody that's in that, I feel like there's somebody in the top 10. That's what we really need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Including Shannon Briggs, even though he's not top 10, but I like this. Anybody in the top 10 is not somebody I don't even know. Like, but that one guy he fought in Carson, I was like, who is that?
Yeah.
You know, what rank was he? Like 300? I didn't know.
I know, right? And it was almost like a sparring match, you know? So.
Right. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind him fighting Severn again.
Okay. Okay.
Matter of fact, Severn is on that card.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the card, so I like to see Severn back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. But part two, because that fight was cracking, though. It was kind of cracking.
Right.
And
I thought it was an entertaining fight. I really did. I think Deontay really took it to Severn, so I don't know. I got a question for you while we're talking, in case other people call in. I know you got the fight card next week out there in Vegas. You got a couple young good fighters on that card. What do you think about the whole Mayweather and his camp starting to add some rising stars in his camp, man? It's really impressive what he's building over at Mayweather Promotion.
Right. What I'm seeing is like Mayweather say he's gonna, he's gonna let people know he got some killers on his team. You know what I'm saying? And right. I think the plan is to have a champion in every class.
Okay.
In his camp, that's what I'm looking at because he has some killers over there, man. Like seriously, it don't look like it, but when they get in that ring, man, they can really go crazy. And then he got the females on the come up, man. So it's really like what's really going on. So I definitely see what's happening, you know what I'm saying, on the 18th, 19th.
Yeah.
I definitely see what's going on. So I'm going to check it out, man. And he got some people, man. He got some people.
And I got to commend him. Of course, if you guys out there don't know, Mayweather's been over in Russia this past week. He's been doing all kinds of boxing camps and exhibitions or whatever, and he's really, the fans over in Russia really seem to love the guy, and I respect him for it. He's really helping the sport grow after his, retirement, if you will. But I just see, it's good to see him using his celebrity to help the sport. So I commend him for that. I really do. I think I give him a lot of respect for that.
Right.
Yeah, but
he's official, man. He's doing his thing, man. He'd probably get a Russian fighter.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you got a lot of guys who, with that Russian, whether it's Russia, Ukrainian, then you go, Kazakhstan, whatever you will. These guys are on a come up, man. They're a lot of no-nonsense fighters, and they get in there and they just get it on, whether it be Sergey Kovalev or Triple G. I mean, these guys get in there, they like, I just want to fight.
Right, they just hurt people.
Yeah, man. If he dies, he dies. You know? Yeah, man. It's crazy. We kind of been growing up through the game this past year with Top Rank, and of course, we got to give a shout-out to them. Shout-out to Bob Arum.
Sure.
And because they've been, helping us out. But I kind of still think, and I've heard around the business, that they're one of the most professional promotion companies out there. But they have a lot of young fighters, man, that's on the rise. And,
yeah.
Of course, we always big up Mike Reed and, of course, Terrence Crawford, Lomachenko, Tim Bradley. But, yeah, man, what stable, if you had to choose between them and Golden Boy and Mayweather, do you think right now has the most impressive lineup of fighters?
I got a top rank.
Top rank?
Top rank. Easy. Easy. Easy.
I kind of agree.
Real easy. I mean, I put it like this. I look at Floyd and they're like, they getting off the ground now.
Right. Because
they really don't have to focus on Floyd. So they're just getting off the ground. And they probably be like the number one, number two. They probably be like number two in the future. You know what I'm saying? But Golden Boy, I like me, you, and Queen were talking about a couple shows ago. Who did
right, right. Hey, shout out to Queen. If she's listening, she'd call in and give us a take. I don't know if you got on speed dial, but I guarantee she got a story. You know, she might want to.
Yes, sir. Never a dull moment, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but this should be 2016 should be interesting. It's a potential for a lot of big fighters. And what did you think about Errol Spence last week?
He was all right. He wasn't, to me, he wasn't too crispy. He's starting to get hit a little bit more. From what I've seen, he got hit with some big shots, but he calling folks out. He
right.
calling folks out. Sometimes would he be ready for those fighters? I don't know. But I like him, but I ain't rocking with him like that yet.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if it's a young kid out there, and I want to give him a shout-out because I got an email from his company today, Joseph Diaz, JoJo Diaz, up and rising star out of California. He's also on the Golden Boy, and he may be on the show tomorrow. I just emailed his company, his staff, so they're going to get back to me. But, man, I don't know if you ever watched him fight. Actually, he's going to be on the December 18th card out in Indio, California. But, man, I don't know if you got a chance to see him, Tone, but this kid gives him the business, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really good, man. Yeah, had a couple chances, a couple times to check him out. He was doing the L.A. Fight Club thing from the Lasco Theater out in L.A. earlier this summer. And, of course, he's on the Golden Boy Oscar. And I think he's 18-0 right now with 10 knockouts. But, man, he's a beast, man, in the featherweight division. So hopefully if I do have him, I'm going to do a special show just for him tomorrow because, of course, he's out in training just to so – I feel it's pretty cool for them to reach out to me, so that's the least I can do, have them on the show tomorrow.
Show enough, man.
Yeah,
man. I'm going to have to check him out, man. You know what I'm saying? Cheese got the eye for talent, y'all. And, you know what I'm saying? For those that don't know. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to check him out, man. But, I'll check him out, man. It's a lot of people, man. It's a lot of killers out there now, man. Like, everybody want to be that dude. They want to be that dude right now. And, so we're going to see what's up, man.
And you know what's crazy, man? About 8 years ago, I think it was about 7 years ago, I went to Atlantic City and watched Bernard Hopkins fight Kelly Pavlik.
Right.
That fight was on HBO. So I'm sitting there watching. This kid comes out, gets in the ring. Puerto Rican kid. So he's... I'm keep getting the ring. I'm like, he's moving. I mean, he's dusting this guy. I'm like, man, I got to keep an eye out for him. So when I get back to work, you know, I'm telling people about him. And I'm like, man, keep your eye out for this. 7, 8 years ago. Keep your eye out for this kid, man. And it wound up being Danny Garcia. So I'm like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like crazy. And shout out to Charles Pratt. If he out there, he know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, and it seems like, man, you kind of see these fighters, and we had our eye on a few of them, you know, with Mike Reed and Oscar Valdez and you know, a couple of these cats we really think are going to do some work. And I think, of course, Joseph Diaz is one of the kids as well that's a rising star. So we kind of keep them, you know, in the limelight because, you know, a lot of people don't, if it's not the top one or two fighters in the world, they really don't care. But
right,
these fighters
right.
are the one that's going to, you know, help the sport grow and make the money in 2 or 3 years. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then you like, you know, you ain't know nothing about it. You just said so, yeah.
Seriously, just, man. Seriously. Because, I mean, I like, especially with the stuff that we doing, we always get, like, first dibs on everything.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Who's up and coming, who's this and that. I mean, I like it like that. I mean, back then when I was watching Tuesday Night Fights and on USA, that's how I found out about a lot of boxers, man. And
yeah,
and then like to see him blossom, I'm like, golly, I remember when he was just, you know, he was on regular TV or cable at that time and doing his thing. Now they stars, man. Like, that's kind of dope, man.
Yeah, and that's why I really, you know, appreciate, and we both appreciate Top Rank because these cars that, you know, we've been good credentials for, we seeing these guys, like you said, they just starting to smoke right now.
Right.
So they get creating that buzz for themselves. So once they get out, you know, get up and people see them, and they're like, hey, we saw them about 5 times already. You know, so, you know, just like Felix Verdejo, he's fighting in Puerto Rico next week. Man, this kid, man, I'm telling you, everybody out there, if you want to check out one of the young, he's another top-ranked guy, Tom. And Felix Verdejo,
oh, wow.
Man, yeah, man, he's great. Puerto Rico kid, and he's great, man. Matter of fact, at the theater, I mean, he had the Boricuas going crazy, man. So give a shout-out to him. But I'm looking forward to seeing him in the future. Actually, he fought Vasyl Lomachenko as an amateur. And, yeah, he lost to him. But, yeah, man. And you know what? I got to give credit to Bob Arum and these guys, man. Don't it seem like they picked out the best talent, man? I don't know what it is.
Seriously, man. Because
they're
selling everything right now. And, See, I don't know, man. Whoever they A&R, I'm using the hip hop term. Like, who they A&R, man? They be fighting these fighters, man. It's like, seriously, man. They got it, man. And I'm waiting on my man Nicholas Walker to get back in that box. I think he fights next week.
Well, he's on that Verdejo card. I believe.
Yeah.
I'm
waiting to see him.
No, I'm sorry. He's on. I know. What's his name? Nonito Donaire is on the Verdejo card.
Oh, okay. See what that's about, and you know what I'm saying. And I like Nicholas Aldridge, man. I think I want to see him go up, though. I want to see him really go up.
He disappointed me, man, because you know, when I did go to that fight at the theater at Madison Square Garden, he didn't make weight for that fight, which kind of disrupted a potential fight with him and Vasyl Lomachenko, which I really wanted to see. But he was unable to make weight. So, you know, he's going to try to bounce back and get, you know, get the thing going again. So we'll see.
Yeah, most definitely, man. We'll definitely see what's up.
So what, I know one guy we haven't talked about. What do you think about Amir Khan, man? That's what I say. Man.
Amir Khan, he got some cleanup business to do as far as fight, man. He gotta go back and see Lamont Peterson. He gotta go back and I handle Danny Garcia. Like, he got to go through some people. He got to, you know what I'm saying, get his points back or something.
I don't know, man, but he seems, and a lot of people seems like, okay, he's on that fast track to Miguel Cotto, but I agree, man. He might have to see a few people. Of course, this would be the last hurrah for Pacquiao, but I kind of agree with you, man. He might need to come, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like, seriously, man, he gotta do something, man. Because, I mean, he can box, don't get me wrong, but if you going 12 rounds with Al Jerry, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. I mean, you're supposed to get this guy. I was giving you a chance, kind of, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Everybody can't do it, man, and I really don't care if you do it too much. I mean,
yeah, I figure you do.
Right, you know, like whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like,
I think he's a talented guy, man. I don't understand. Okay, his handlers or whatever. I don't know. I mean, all right, you had the win against Algeria, which a lot of people, and then I saw Rayfield and some other people saying, well, he dominated. I didn't see a domination in that fight. I really didn't.
No, sir. Not at all.
I mean, I thought the fight was closer than, I mean, I gave him the fight, but I thought it may have been like 7-5. So I did not see a domination in that fight. By the way, Nicholas Walters fights in Verona, New York against Jason Sosa on December 19th. That actually will be on HBO. But,
nice.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I just, something's telling me that if he doesn't fight Pacquiao, of course the huge mega fight over in England will be with Kell Brook.
Right.
Which I think both of them need to get in the ring at this point. What do you think?
Man, I watched that one. I had to go with Kell Brook because he's been calling him out for a long time.
Right.
He's been calling him out a long time, like real long. And it's that time, man. And might as well just had a battle of the UK, man, at Wembley Stadium, man. That's all
I know, right?
Saying, man.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I think they could put 60,000 in it.
Oh, they can do it, man.
I really do.
Matter of fact,
that should be a fight we should cover.
Oh, man. Straight up, we need to go over there, man. If they do make it happen, man, I'm working hard to get over there. I'm not playing.
Me too, man. I think that's on our list for the coming year. So I don't.
Yeah, man.
Seriously. But I don't know.
That would be dope, man. I like to see it though.
I think that'd probably be the
biggest money fight for both of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. I think the exposure, and I actually think it'd be great for boxing internationally for these guys to fight. If Khan doesn't get a fight with Pacquiao. But you know what, man? I'm not going to wait too long. My fight of the year is Gennady Golovkin.
Wow.
And I think you probably figured, you know, I was going to say that. I didn't know if you was going to think I was going to come out the hook with somebody else. But in my opinion, I think the guy is my fighter of the year for 2015.
Please elaborate.
Well, I just think the guy, number one, he stays busy. And
right.
For a top fighter, top pound-for-pound fighter, to stay busy, I mean, okay, we're going from October last year. I'm just saying that within the calendar year, just about. Marco Antonio Rubio, which he demolished him in 2 rounds. Of course, in February, he took down Martin Murray. Well, Martin Murray was, you know, 29-1, I believe, and took him down. Willie Monroe, who was 19-1, very skilled fighter, who, in my opinion, gave two things happen in that fight. Number one, I think Triple G learned from that fight because Monroe gave him a little bit of punishment.
Yeah, he did.
He was stopped in the 6th round, but his athleticism gave Triple G some trouble. But from that fight, you can see how much he grew in those 4 months until 5 months up until his fight against David Lemieux, which I think he was fantastic. His best performance to me ever in the ring and I've seen him, and I've seen him about 12, 13 times now. And I think, in my opinion, that was his best performance ever. And I think for a guy who, from three fights from the beginning to the, of this year, and people can say, well, none of these guys are, you know, top 10 pound-for-pound fighters, but they're still quality opponents. David Lemieux, who was knocking out everybody, Martin Murray, you know, who was knocking out every... I mean, you're getting these guys in the ring. I really think he is... That's why he's my pound-for-pound fighter of the year.
Man, that's what's up. I respect that, you know what I'm saying? But you is right about Triple G last fight. He looked great. He looked real excellent. He had head right. movement. He had a jab going. Man, that jab was like...
Woo. It was piston-like, man. I've never... And he's always had a good jab, but I think, I don't know if I'm about, you know, Sanchez and those guys, when they got into training up in Big Bear, that they made a concerted effort to start to use the jab more. But you can really see that he was stinging Lemieux with that jab and kept Lemieux off balance. Matter of fact, Lemieux was throwing haymakers in that fight because he couldn't get in close. And yeah, man, if you look at that fight, man, Lemieux was throwing haymakers, which never connected because that stinging jab was just tagging him all night. And finally, at about the sixth or seventh round, you know, Triple G started pounding him in the body, and it was all she wrote after that.
Man, that was just crazy, man. But who do you want to see Triple G next, though?
Oh, man, I would love to see him and Canelo get it on. Of course, shout out to my man Daniel Jacobs. I'm in Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Woo!
So, I don't know, man. What did you think about that fight with him and Kid Chocolate?
Like I said, I had Jacobs winning the fight. I've been saying that. I said Jacobs was going to win easy, but I didn't think it was going to go like that.
No, man. I was not expecting that, man. I was not expecting that, man. I really wasn't.
That was the biggest punch of a couple seconds.
I don't know. And you know what? What do you think about the stoppage? Do you think it was a bit premature, or do you think it was the right call to make by the ref?
It was the right call to me. But at first, I thought it was. Like, I'm like, hold on, what's going on? But when they played it back and Quillen eyes, man, they was not. He was somewhere else, man. He was.
Yeah, he did.
He had that look, man. It just didn't seem right. Like, whatever, it was a good stoppage, though. Now, like, if you look back at it, he'd be like, wow, because he got. Woo! Man,
yeah.
Head movement, man. Learn how to duck. Block.
Yeah,
because when he. When Jacob swung on him, he kind of closed his eyes.
Yeah, and that was, yeah, it seemed like he might have froze for just 1 second. And like you said, closed his eyes. And man, I don't know. But it was, I don't know, because you know what, man? I like both guys, and they're both great for the sport. So I was, like, a little upset that it didn't go longer. But, you know, I mean... You know, Jacobs put in a lot of work. I mean, I seen him at the weigh-in, and he looked skinny to me. I think he hydrated like 17 pounds overnight. So, I don't know, but at the weigh-in, he looked really slim. But as you can see, he was strong in the ring, you know, when it was time to get it cracking. So,
man,
and like he said, he's from Brooklyn, and he kept it in Brooklyn, so I don't know.
For real, man, I was just like, wow. I didn't see it coming. I know he was going to hit him that hard, you know what I'm saying, off that, though. But when you heard it, it was like the whole house was like, whoa. Next
yeah.
You know, he buckled, and that was all she wrote. He couldn't recover, man. If he would have been saved by the bell or whatever, He wouldn't have made it out that second round, dude, because he was like, he couldn't recover at all.
Right. And you know what's and you know what's crazy is, after the fight, I seen him when they asked who, you know, who he liked to fight, of course, Triple G was one of the names, and he was saying he made a great case for that fight because, you know, he beat Peter Quillin, and that's a great name to put on your resume. And how do you think he would fare against a Triple G?
In that fight, he would really have to box. Be smart. Don't get stupid. Don't get crazy. He would have to be. He had to be sharp all the way, man. He would just have to box. Because if you try to bang with him, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But if you box him, you have a high chance to win.
Yeah.
You know, don't. Because you can't bang with Triple G. You can't do it.
Nah. And I think he fooled Lemieux, thinking that he fooled me too, because I thought it was he was going to get in there and bang, but he gave him a boxer lesson. I mean,
oh yeah.
So, but I don't know.
He made some adjustments.
Yeah, but you know, of course, to me that would be a good fight. But of course, the money, the world, and everybody else is calling for him and Canelo, because that's when you got two of the most popular fighters in the world that will actually, you know, get into the ring. And I think that fight, I think a fight with Canelo would actually be a pay-per-view kind of mega fight to me. What do you think? I think it would be.
It'll be a mega fight, but I honestly know everybody wants to see it, but I don't think it should happen now.
You don't think Canelo's ready? Canelo was way better than he was 2 years, 3 years ago against Mayweather.
Yeah, that's true.
He's leaps. I mean, he's way better. And the guy seems like when he sits down on his punches, he punches through guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like, even when he fought, the great Miguel Cotto a few weeks ago, and I'm a big Cotto fan, but, I mean, as you stated, I think Cotto might have gave him too much respect, maybe because he felt that power and didn't want to, go put himself in harm's way as much as he would usually do. But, yeah, man, when he sits on his punches, man, he is surgical, man.
Yeah, he is, man. But I think Canelo, I mean, all right, if you have to fight him, even though he's a middleweight champion, is he going to stay, is he going to try to fight at 155 instead of, saying the 160? That's a question as well.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, but, like, I mean, when he came into the ring a few weeks ago, and from what Roy and Max Kellerman and, Jim Lampley were saying on the telecast, it looked like he was 170 something when he got in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Of course, Miguel Cotto probably only hydrated to like 158, 159. But I don't know, man. I think he could get to 160 if he wanted. But if he wants to play that mind game with Triple G and say, look, catch weight 155 or 156 or something,
Right.
Triple G might, say, okay, I don't know.
Man, it ain't no telling, man. I mean, as you think about it, most of the big fights that Canelo had, it was always at a catchweight. I don't know, man, but find him at 160, Canelo, for real, straight up.
I know. Well, yeah,
that's
I think
how
he
I
could,
feel about
man.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't But it would be great, man. yeah, so I'll be looking forward to it. But yeah, I ain't gonna hold. I appreciate you coming through, man. I really do. I know you probably stayed longer than you wanted to.
All right, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? Shut up, man. Just showing the support, man. And y'all just keep on rocking. Support Cheese's movement that he got going on. And 2016 around the corner, box is gonna be real big. So is, whoa, hold on, Daniel Jacobs number two in the middleweights. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Interesting.
Yeah. But before you. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I could see that. I mean, if they're going to do it that way, of course, you had Cotto losing and Quillen losing. So you probably took two out of the top five right there.
Right.
So, yeah, of course, Golovkin and, you know, whoever else they, you know, they want to put in there, the middleweight. That may be a good ranking for Jacobs. I mean, he did beat a top contender, so. I don't know, man. But in the words of the great B-Hop, I like to call him the executioner because the alien just doesn't fit him. He's a Philadelphia guy, so it's the executioner. But he said 90% of the fights, if the fighters really want to fight them, they can be made. So it doesn't matter who you with. Or what promotion company, say if you're with Top Rank and I'm with K2 and I want to fight you and you want to fight me, it can happen just like that. And that's what Bernard Hopkins himself has said. YouTube it, everybody, if you don't believe me, is right on YouTube, and I totally agree with it.
Right.
The fighters say, okay, you know, I don't know, I got to see what my promotion company and... You know, Hopkins like, nah, if you want to fight, why you think he's fought everybody he could? Even a guy you don't really not kind, don't have any great words for, De La Hoya. But you got to admit, he fought everybody. So
right, for real.
You know,
he did.
I mean, if you want to fight everybody, and you got, I mean, like we stated before, he's making an effort to get the best of the fighters to fight each other. So, I mean, that's what it is. That's, and I agree with it.
Straight up, man. That's what's up, man. You got to fight everybody. That's what I want to see, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Before you go, what you got coming up on your show, man? You got anybody coming through?
I don't have nothing planned as of yet. Right now, I'm just kind of like chilling. But I'm trying to end this year with a bang. So I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm just gonna end this year with a bang, and 2016 is gonna be a lot of stuff going on. Just be on the lookout, y'all. Just be on the lookout. I'm just chilling, man, because I've just been kind of like going hard with a lot of stuff. So just be on the lookout, y'all, for real.
Well, hopefully you'll be have a live report from. The Mayweather fights, Mayweather promotions fights next week. Hopefully then.
Right.
If y'all out there, give my man Tone that credential he need, man.
Something.
Who knows who's listening? I'm telling you, man.
Y'all make that happen, you know what I'm saying? We need them license too, man.
Yeah.
We need them license. We need them license.
Yeah.
So for real, man. And just doing our thing, man, so. I'm still waiting on Pacquiao's flight. So they're going to be out here or Manila, whatever it's going to be at. And we'll be at that one, too. You know what I'm saying? It's farewell party. So we're going to be up there, too, man. So y'all be on the lookout. Just keep supporting Cheese. You know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff, man. We're still going to be trying to bring y'all the heat that we basically do. And it's going to be all good, bro.
My man, I appreciate you coming through, man. But I look forward to talking to you in the next day or two.
Oh, so enough, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's at, man. And we're just going to keep it cooking, man. That's about it, man. And everybody, just get ready for this ride for the take y'all on. Make sure you get them Chilling with Cheese boxing shirts, too. Make sure y'all cop them joints right there.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
My
you got
man.
The T-shirt game popping, man. So.
My man, thanks
down,
a lot,
man. All day, man. Get through shirts, y'all. Get through shirts.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right, man. Peace. We out.
Yeah, Yeah, but that was my man Tone out in Las Vegas, who had plugged in on a lot of things. Of course, Tone is also in the media out there in Las Vegas, and he's plugged into a lot of things that's going on. Of course, Las Vegas is one of the hotbeds of boxing in the world, so it's always a pleasure having him coming through, talking. And again, tomorrow I may have the show with JoJo Diaz. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully I can set that up over the course of tonight. And look for him. He's a great young kid. He's fighting December the 18th on Estrella TV. And he fights under the Golden Boy label and promotions company, if you will. But yeah, he's a great young fighter, and please support him. And yeah, so it had a pretty good show. Glad Tone came through. I seen again, we had a lot of people listening, but I guess a lot of people are shy. I don't know what it is. So yeah, feel free to call in. We got a couple minutes left, but yeah, just call in the show next time, and happy to have you on. Give me your opinion on the fight game and other events. Usually when we have an open show, call in about anything, boxing, basketball, football, baseball, entertainment. And so we kind of keep it open. Ladies, you're more than welcome to call in, share your thoughts on, you know, what's going on as far as the sports and entertainment as well. So, yeah. But until the next show, I hope you guys enjoy listening. We're going to send you out with a little Marvin Gaye. Make y'all feel good for the rest of the night. But until the next show, chilling with Cheese, and I'm out.